Holidays are family times and bring up family memories. This Ramadan, like every other, reminds Suzanne Parry of her father.
My father was a religious man, probably more religious than he would have been had he not been an immigrant from Iran and married to an American woman. He carried the heavy responsibility of passing on beliefs and traditions to his four half-breed children. So when I was 14 and said I wanted to do the Ramadan fast with him, he was very pleased. I had an ulterior motive. I thought fasting would seem exotic to my friends at school. They'd never heard of Iran or Islam until I told them about it. Really, this was in the 70s. That first night, my father got me out of bed at 4 in the morning. I stumbled to the dining room where my father removed our plates from beneath the bubble top of an electric warming tray. My father sat in his flannel pajamas and leather slippers, his plate and glass of water before him. I sat to his right and contemplated my food. My stomach churned. "I'm not hungry," I said, shoving the food around with my fork. My father and I hardly ever shared a quiet room together. "It is the first night," he said, loading his mouth with a balanced forkful of meat, rice, and vegetable. "You will get used to it. Eat. What you don't eat now will haunt you tomorrow." He was right. Skipping breakfast was a cinch, but by lunchtime I was salivating over the odor of cafeteria food and grinding my teeth at the sound of soda cans being opened. I fell asleep during Spanish class and had a dry coughing fit in geometry. What's worse, nobody at school seemed even mildly interested in my sacrifice to ritual. To them, my fasting wasn't exotic, just weird. But I was determined to continue. I joined my father for the following middle-of-the-night meal. Again, I had little appetite. He frowned. "Eat, and I will tell you a story," he said. I was shocked. My father was a man who cultivated traditional patriarchy. That meant instilling fear, maintaining distance, and speaking to us in lecture form. Storytelling was a woman's job. I swallowed a spoonful of lamb stew and immediately took another mouthful. So each evening at sundown, we broke our fast, and my father continued to tell me stories of his childhood, of the children snuggling their legs together to stay warm around a charcoal brazier covered with a thick quilt, and of his own father, who beat him, and his frail and seemingly dutiful mother, whose secretive machinations allowed him to sneak out to the cinemas on Thursday nights. That winter, when I was 14, I managed to fast for only 4 days. One afternoon, I inadvertently popped a chocolate chip cookie crumb into my mouth. Our Iranian housekeeper threw her head back and laughed at my pout of deep guilt and self-disappointment. "It is okay," she said. "You are American girl." I thought my father would be angry, disappointed at the very least. He wasn't. "You did well," he said. "You learned about hunger, sacrifice, willpower." True, but mostly I'd learned about him. And now, when I look up at a cobalt blue sky decorated with the brilliant white crescent of the new moon and one gleaming star, I think of the simplicity of that Islamic ritual I once practiced. I am not a Muslim anymore. The Islamic Revolution did that for me. The brutality of a fundamentalist theocracy drove me in shame and anger away from my religion. I keep my faith personal, write my own book of commandments, and create those simple, meaningful rituals, so like that Ramadan 30 years ago, when I first began to know my father.
Suzanne Parry lives in Atherton, California.